Hello, world. I'm Greg Batten. Stand by. Gee, why am I so tired this Monday? A whirlwind tour to Wichita, Kansas. First time in my life I've ever been out there, and it was great to be with Rob Lindstedt and all of the folks. Southwest Radio Church Bible Conference. It was great. Oh, but it was exhausting. We flew out Friday afternoon. Got there in time to go to bed Friday night, up and at 'em Saturday morning. We did our 45-minute session on, well, the Invisible War of the Saints, Victor or Victim, and I did some things. I gave GregPatton.com out, and before I knew it, we were buried with comments. After I spoke, and I spoke 20 minutes on the demonic side, I think there were 24 people asking for help here in the days ahead. We missed lunch completely. Many of them did. But, oh, it was exciting. Just giving some thoughts. How to battle the enemy in their family or in their life. And later, while getting ready to board the plane there in Wichita, got a message through GregPatton.com. Could you help my wife? My children, we will be willing to drive at your convenience to Fort Wayne, Indiana, for help with the demonic. And so many people from churches throughout the Wichita area said, we don't hear any of this stuff in our church. There is a demonic explosion. It is going to get worse. Pray we get our book out there, and we're going to do something different, I think. On our website, on our Facebook page, we're going to put that Name Your Sin and how to do a little checklist there in your life to see if there might be something out of your past or something you're doing to bring about demonic bondage. Luke 4:18, still in the book, as I told the audience on Saturday. One goal here, to heal the brokenhearted and set the captive free. It is a lot of work. And you just pray that we can get all the resources together and the people to help. I think we're going to be doing some demonic seminars in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and maybe schedule some things in your area. We could do a full week easy, an hour or two a day, and I would expect to have a full house if Saturday was any indication. Thank you, Wichita. Thank you for your response. And you pray for us. We'll pray for you. Oh, and one more thing. This is not the way to do it. I think I will just close my eyes. No, let me put my head in the sand and it will all go away. This crazy mixed up world is what I'm talking about. But Christian, you cannot do that. No, you are on the front line. You are one of those pioneers heading out. You should be anyway. We need to represent the Lord Jesus Christ in the best way possible in the days ahead, and the enemy is striking. I wonder if he knows Jesus is coming soon. Boy, this is really something. Things happening in America today, we're going to talk about it in a few moments. It's just crazy. Aren't you glad you're saved? You are saved, right? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's for you, my friend. Yeah. Are you a Christian? Have you been born again? It'll help make some sense of all of this nonsense in the world today. And yeah, you and I have got our marching orders. We've had them for some time, but it's getting real serious in America and around the world. Glad to be a Christian. Thank God for his holy word called the Bible and our ability to contact God any place, anytime through prayer, even with groanings that we don't understand. It's great to be a child of God. Do it today. We at Greg Patton Ministries will rejoice. What in the world is going on? Well, after watching 60 Minutes and the former defense secretary for President Trump last night, I think we should put Donald Trump in front of a firing squad. Oh, they are so good at their propaganda. You know, it's likely that few people in America, you, still believe that the left-leaning loonies are neutral providers of real news in America. I mean, they want to suppress bad information, and they did an excellent job just before the election with Joe Biden and his sweetheart son, Hunter, and the family's international business schemes probably brought in millions of dollars somehow to the Biden coffers, and portraying everything that President Trump ever did as bad, evil for America. There are people who believe that. And the few who still hold on to that ideal that everything is neutral are having their beliefs absolutely blown to oblivion. As the Denver Post, I've been out in the Southwest Radio Church. We did a conference there first part of the year. They have given up any pretense of neutrality with an article that promotes abortion, promotes murder. That's what it is. And directs the readers where to donate money for the operation of that very lucrative multi-billion-dollar business, murder for hire, little kids, boys and girls. A report at Camp Fire, Colorado pointed out the Denver Post has taken liberal activism in the press to a whole new level. The newspaper is literally directing donors to an ACT blue page, supporting abortion funds and pro-choice groups. The ACT Blue organization is a donation platform for the Democrats that lets donors contribute online to Democratic campaigns, political action committees, and outside groups. Oh, my goodness. Neutrality, eh? The Washington Free Beacon said the Post took up the Supreme Court's potential overturning of Roe v. Wade. In that piece, Post reporter Conrad Swanson linked to a variety of abortion funding providers and extensively quoted pro-abortion activists, including a Planned Parenthood official, major murder group in the country. He did not quote a single pro-life individual or one single link to any pro-life organization. The war continues on. Oh, yeah, you need to be asking, where's my gun? This is just getting absolutely insane in the new America. Tell me there's not a flood of evil. Well, I don't know about too many people. It's been in the news more than Tesla's CEO Elon Musk, the man spending billions to buy Twitter. He ignited a firestorm on social media over the weekend by suggesting that he might die under mysterious circumstances, while some on Twitter rushed to the conclusion that he might fear the Clintons. It seems the CEO may have been referencing a potential threat from Russia. If somehow I die under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you, said Elon Musk. Wow, he is the head of SpaceX, recently acquired Twitter? What is he talking about? When Musk's mom responded with, "That's not funny," her son replied, "Sorry, I will do my best to stay alive." That was to his mom? Many commentators suggested that Musk might be afraid of former President Bill Clinton and his wife. I'm afraid of them. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, playing off of the conspiracy theory that the Clintons were involved in the Jeffrey Epstein suicide and all kinds of deaths during their time. One asked, "Do you have dirt on the Clintons? Wait, what do you know about Hillary Clinton?" Those questions came up. The Clintons? Well, they began trending on Twitter in part due to Musk's tweet there, which garnered more than 52,000 retweets last night alone. What is Musk talking about, do you think? Dateline, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh. Amid the fallout from a recent mass shooting there in Pittsburgh that left two teenagers dead and at least 11 people with gunshot wounds, the attention of Pennsylvanians now turns to a crime wave that really shows no signs of letting up. Allegheny County's homicide spike has led to protest among residents there. On top of last month's shooting with a no perpetrator in custody, there have already been at least 38 murders this year. Last year saw 123 homicides, 10 more than in 2020, and roughly 26 more than in 2019. And meanwhile, On the southeast side of the state, Philadelphia recorded its deadliest year ever in 2021 with 562 murders, according to the city police department. First-year Democratic Mayor Ed Gainey, who ran on racial equality and reallocating police resources while avoiding the term defunding, cannot be found anywhere. Duh. That's even when the city most needed to see and hear from the mayor. Yeah. Well, all right. Sleepy Joe is out of the basement. The president strongly condemns the arson attack on a Wisconsin anti-abortion group. The White House released a statement roughly a day after an unknown assailant threw a, and this is the way they're going to do it, at least one Molotov cocktail into the office of Wisconsin Family Action. That's a pro-life activist group. The president strongly condemns this attack on political violence of any kind, actually. The president's made clear throughout his time in public life that Americans have the fundamental right to express themselves under the Constitution, whatever their point of view. But that expression must be peaceful and free of violence and vandalism and attempts of intimidation. That's from the White House. What was going on here? A transgender woman, a man who's acting like a woman, another nutcase. A transgender woman and biological father of a 7-year-old daughter's been sentenced along with 3 accomplices with forcing the young girl into child porn through a New Jersey production company. Marina Vols, a 31-year-old transgender, formerly known as Matthew Vols. There you go. Only 2 sexes, male, female. It's Bible. These people are all nuts. Anyway, traveled to the West Coast in December of 2018 to assume custody of her biological daughter in Oregon and transported the now 7-year-old back to New Jersey with the purpose of engaging in sexual activity with a child. Where are my guns? Well, I haven't talked about Dr. Fauci and the COVID crazies recently, but here it is. COVID positivity rates are, in parts of New York City, back to over 20% as the 5th wave of the pandemic spreads throughout the state, driven by a highly contagious new subvariant. Never ends. You'd think we were making this up. The rolling 7-day positivity rate in Long Island now stands at 21.3%, according to the latest data. Oh, never mind. So what's President Trump up to? Fresh off a victory in the first real test of his power as, what, a GOP kingmaker, as they're saying? Yeah, President Donald Trump enters the next stretch of the midterm campaign emboldened and facing some new risks now. Trump's late surge endorsements of J.D. Vance in Ohio's GOP Senate primary catapulted the hillbilly elegy author to victory in last week's election, reinforcing the deep ties the former president of the United States holds among the most loyal Republican voters in America. Every single candidate that I endorse, said Trump, won their primaries. Trump crowed at a Friday night rally in Pennsylvania where he held up Vance as a trophy of his achievements, the latest. Tuesday's primary results are just the latest proof that we have transformed the face of the Republican Party. Thank goodness, said Trump. You know, anymore as I get ready to do the news and look over all the material from 25 different sources, basically. So often I just say, oh, this can't be real. But anymore, craziness reigns, and it is real. Like what? NASA is planning on launching nude images into space as part of its latest attempt to make contact with other intelligent life out in the universe, according to a study recently released by the space agency. However, the proposed unsolicited nude pictures won't be graphic photographs of actual naked human beings like you might. I quit. Let's get on to something else here. Well, this isn't any better. We're going deeper into Crazyville. Video footage showed people waving Nazi flags over the weekend at the entrance of Disney World in Orlando, Florida. The original video was posted on TikTok and garnered over 3 million views as of Sunday. We are sickened to our stomach seeing Nazi flags flown at Disney World in Orlando a few hours ago, tweeted a nonpartisan organization called Stop Antisemitism. Many social media users have taken to Twitter to express their outrage and criticized Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for not issuing any condemnation of that whole thing. Well, of course he condemns it. It's the left that's... Well, again, that is another story. Just bizarre. I got to pause here and get my sanity. Did you have a good weekend? How was church? Did you hear the gospel proclaimed? I pray so, my friend. Oh, my, oh, my. I needed that. I just needed a quick break here. Forgive me. Oh, and have you noticed? Of course you have. Average U.S. gasoline prices jumping 15 cents today to $4.38 per gallon. In some parts of the country, $6 a gallon. So at the $4.38, that is a nickel away from the highest ever in the good old USA. Just thought you'd want to know. So to our walk a while in my shoes department. So I'm thinking about how to stay focused. See if this sounds familiar to any of you. I need to help my wife and do the laundry, but then I realized that we're out of detergent here. So I went upstairs to write the shopping list there at my desk and realized how unorganized the junk drawer was and my desk. And I started checking for pens that had some ink. And then when I went to toss out all the junk, I saw that the trash was full before I took it out. So I wanted to get rid of the old food that was in the refrigerator. Most of it was mine. That's when I realized a juice jug had leaked, so I had to clean that up. And so when I went to grab a rag, I saw that the pantry closet was just a total nightmare. My wife hadn't been able to get some of these things. So I started organizing that. And that's how I ended up on the floor, looking at the old photo album and how good it was back in 1965. And I still haven't done the laundry. Come on, I know that many of you can identify with that perfectly, right? Well, I had one of the strangest things happen over the weekend. It's mushroom time here in Indiana, and the big yellow morels, the sponge-like mushrooms, aren't out there. And spent a lot of time with my son in the woods, and nothing. He just said, "What has happened, Dad?" "I'm not sure, son. But I did do this. We've lived in this house 33 years, out mowing. Guess what? A huge 5-inch yellow sponge right there in the yard. First time I've ever seen that, and I've lived here, as I said, 33. You just never know, do you? Where's my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message. So, how do you do it? How do you pray? Is that a good question? When was the last time you wanted to pray about something but didn't even know how to pray? Are those words all that important, really? And we looked at the book of Romans chapter 8 and talking about God searching our heart, and God knows what's going on there, and sometimes, well, we just groan, right? I mean, I'm not sure what to pray about, how to even pray, but the Bible says God takes care of that thing through the Holy Spirit interceding and takes those groans. God knows what's going on in my heart. It's important that you and I know that today. We don't always seem to do it right, but God always intercedes. He knows exactly what's going on in the life of His children. I pray that that is you, my friend. So today's question might be, why doesn't God deliver me from this thing? While writing to Timothy, Paul was in prison experiencing, well, physical discomfort, I guess, and personal attacks and desertion. Why would God allow one of His most faithful servants to endure such a thing? Have you asked that question about you, maybe? Why didn't God just step in and protect His man? Might want to read 2 Timothy chapter 4 for this story today. chapter 4, starting at verse 9, going down through verse 18. You'll read all about it. You know, at times the Lord doesn't rescue us from suffering because he's providing something far better. You can't see it at the time. I talked about this at the prayer meeting last night. I'll get down the road. Maybe I was supposing something was happening in my life all along. I get down the road, look back, and say, well, that was perfect. God, of course, knew exactly what he was doing. I didn't. We may feel that he's abandoned us, but in reality, God is protecting you, and not by delivering you, but by strengthening you. So go with me here for just a moment. How does it work? I mean, when trouble pays a visit. You got to view that thing from Almighty God's perspective and ask yourself a couple of questions. Are you ready? Which is a greater demonstration of the Lord's power in my life? Changing something around me or changing something, within my heart? Well, we're not off to a good start here at all. Which is the greater faith builder? Seeing God's deliverance from every difficulty or experiencing his presence and strengthening in the midst of trials? I know where this is going. Which reward is greater? Quick relief from pain? Or tested and refined faith that will result in praise and glory when Jesus Christ returns? That would be 1 Peter 1:7. Which answer to prayer is greater? That the Lord has removed something and given me external peace? Or that he's left me in a trial and given me internal peace that nothing can ever steal away? Not even my circumstances? Does the Lord have to fix something in your life in order for you to be a happy man or woman? If he removes a difficult situation, you may never learn that he truly is sufficient for everything that you need. Instead, allow him to change you, and you'll discover his joy in whatever circumstances may come your way today. You know, I've been trying to think about this great divide in America. It seems the left is getting more liberal and the right is getting more conservative, and now this chasm, unbelievable. But you know, the very nature of the gospel will divide people. You know, few people enjoy conflict. Do you like? I don't like it. Never have. As Christians, you're guaranteed trouble. You're guaranteed persecution, particularly when you proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. Read John 16:33, 2 Timothy 3:12. One source of tension is the exclusivity of certain biblical claims. For example, many people find John 14:6 just infuriating because Jesus stated he was the only way to the Father. But the same verse states Christ is also the truth, the life. So while we must be kind when explaining God's message, we need not ever apologize. And when we face difficulty honoring Jesus Christ, we shouldn't be afraid. There are three reasons that we as children of our Heavenly Father ought to have confidence when encountering these hardships in life. First, we know that Jesus faced trials just like we do, and he is with us all the way in our adversity. And then Scripture tells us that we walk in step with him. He allows only challenges that will strengthen and mature us and equip us. In that way, we can help others deal with similar tribulations. And finally, we're assured that he will provide everything, underline everything we need. And with God's help, this trial will not be more than we can handle. Amen. And finally, I want to share a word with Mrs. Henning. Remember when you used to say, you won't have a calculator, Greg, everywhere you go? Well, I want you to know, I showed you. And I'm preparing myself for a trip to Alaska with Southwest Radio Church. A recent government survey, this is a big deal, showed that Alaska is at the top place to live in America, while Florida is at the bottom. Oh, I've had my say. For another day, thanks for listening. Join me, GregPatton.com, P-A-T-T-E-N. Until tomorrow, God bless you. Have yourself one fantastic Monday.